Michelle Morgan started Stop Heroin, Start Talking as a grassroots initiative, a homespun way to get the word out about what she saw happening in her community. After throwing events and printing out flyers on her own dime, Morgan is now the one getting help. Her organization recently partnered with the Juno branch of the National Coalition on Alcohol and Drug Dependence.
We realized that what Juno Stop Heroin was doing is exactly what NCAD wanted to start doing more of.
NCAD provides advocacy, education, and some clinical services. For Morgan, being under the umbrella of the nonprofit means donations to Stop Heroin Start Talking will be tax deductible. It also connects her to a slew of other agencies that NCAD has developed partnerships with, like the California-based Harm Reduction Coalition. Katie Chapman, the executive director of Juno's NCAD, said her organization saw the work Morgan was doing and thought it would be a good fit.
It's amazing. It's really inspiring to see that. You know, I think a lot of change happens from individuals, you know, community members that have the passion.
For Sunday's community meeting, Morgan invited Representative Sam Keto and Kathy Munoz to weigh in on topics about the Good Samaritan Law and Senate Bill 23.
All I did was email these people, and they responded and said, yes, I will do this. And that is a testament to how forward-thinking that Juno is getting to be. It's great.
The Good Samaritan Law passed last year. It protects people reporting overdoses. Senate Bill 23 could prevent overdose deaths with a drug called naloxone. Another topic at the meeting will be the lack of treatment options for people who want to get clean. There's practically nowhere to clinically detox in Juno.
We can arrest someone for using drugs, put them in jail immediately. But if we want to put them in treatment, which I think is fiscally and just for our future more responsible, we don't have beds.
City Manager Kim Kiefer has been looking into a program in Gloucester, Massachusetts that helps people get into treatment. She discovered it's about $50 to connect someone with services, $230 to incarcerate them. Gloucester is a small town of about 30,000, like Juno. But there, people suffering with an addiction can go inside a police department and ask for help, then go into a detox program and long-term treatment.
So in the 6 months that they've been doing this, they've had over 300 people that have come in and said, I want to get clean.
Kiefer says she didn't know much about heroin addiction, but she's trying to learn more. That means reaching out to people in and outside of Juno to find what's working. Gloucester is about an hour outside of Boston.
So I said, okay, if I was going to do this, what would your recommendations be? And they said, the first thing you need to do is you need to inventory what we have in the community.
Which leads back to there being nearly no treatment options in Juno. But over $800,000 of the city's social service funds is being funneled through the Juno Community Foundation. The Hope Foundation is adding another $1 million for grants to look into these issues. For Morgan, the one who started the Stop Heroin Start Talking program, the biggest hurdle has been changing attitudes about addiction. And she says that's included her own. 3 years ago, her sister died of a heroin overdose. She wrote in the obituary, she died of cancer.
My sister would have died this year. I would have said the truth. I would have said, you know, my sister Eva died after a long battle of addiction. And I would feel fine, but 3 years ago, we were ashamed. You know, we didn't want anyone to know or, smudge her reputation. But now people are looking at it more. It is a health crisis. And in that sense, that's the big change.
A change Morgan hopes continues as lawmakers consider bills in this next legislative session. In Juno, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.